America fell into darkness, a call rang out across the land. Lair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar Christopher Hart. They team with lifelong radio pro Nostradamus. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Lair Adams, Nostradamus, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
Oh, yes, President Obama, you have brought back the civil unrest of the 60s and heightened it. Baltimore is poised for riots that will shut down the city. The mayor, a woman, has told the public it's okay to tear some stuff up. We'll be big and let you do it. In a standoff with police, the cops are handcuffed. I'll bet Barry's smiling. Not me, I'm Lair Adams, and for the next hour, you can have, for free, the American Adversaries Drive Time on AM660, The Answer. Many of you will be shocked to hear me say, I feel sorry for Bill and Chelsea Clinton. They have now been relegated to be nothing more than baggage handlers for the Hildy. Bill Clinton will be so demasculated if his wife wins. I don't think Viagra can help. Either way, he'll be rich, just like our host wishes he could be, Christopher Hart.
All right. Thanks so much, Lair Adams. All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us tonight. That's right. You got the American Adversaries. It is Drive Time on AM 660. The Answer, as we come to you live from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. Don't forget, for the very best in Mercury Free dental care, call my dentist, Dr. James E. Hardy, at 407-678-3399. We got a big show lined up for you tonight, but you can be a part of it at any time. Just give us a call at 407-774-8255. Yes, tonight is the night when we reveal the big announcement that I teased about last week. First of all, I want to tell you about this prayer march coming up here in May. And I hope you folks will come out and join us. It's going to be Saturday, May the 16th at Lake Eola Park from 4:30 to 8:15. And it's to show solidarity with Christians who are being persecuted and Jews, Christians and Jews being persecuted around the world. If you'd like to find out more about it, go to voiceforthepersecuted.com. That's voiceforthepersecuted.com. The night before, on May the 15th, that's a Friday, there will be a roundtable that you're welcome to attend at the First Presbyterian Church on Church Street in downtown Orlando, right there close to Lake Eola. And it's free, open to the public, so come on down, free parking. There'll be signs guiding you in, and that will be at 6:30. So 6:30 Friday, 4:30 Saturday, prayer march for persecuted Christians and Jews downtown Orlando. And we in the American Adversaries Army will have a presence there. I want to remind you that tomorrow is Tuesday, and that means it's free tune-up Tuesday at Refresh Computers. So scoot on over there with your mainframe or your laptop, and while you wait, they will freshen that thing up for you. And once again, it's absolutely free. If you have any questions, call them at 407-478-8200. That's David Levitt and Refresh Computers, 407-478-8200. Refreshcomputers.net. The violence is going on right now as we speak in Baltimore. I was reading the reports. Lara was watching it on TV as right prior to coming down here. Evidently, some police are wounded. One of them may be gravely wounded.
Injured. Maybe have already passed.
And
he was non-responsive.
We shall see. And the mayor, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, is doing what she did Saturday, which we talked about on the show last night, and Carl made an excellent point. And by the way, if you didn't catch the show last night, it was a pretty doggone good show. We talked about a whole lot of stuff, including this, right on up to Willie the Wimp and his Cadillac coffin. So if you missed last night's show, go to our website, AmericanAdversariesRadio.com, after the show tonight, and Nick will have that thing loaded up in our archive. But we talked about this last night, and what Stephanie Rawlings Blake did Saturday is she told the police to stand down. Let the rioters riot for a while. As Lair said, you know, we'll let them tear some stuff up. As she called it, give them space. And I guess she meant also give them some of other people's stuff that they were looting, more than just space. And it caused several thousand people. I don't know how many were at the baseball game at Camden Yards mm-hmm. on Saturday
to watch
the Baltimore Orioles play. They had them stay in the stadium. So she let the rioters run free on the streets, and she kept law-abiding citizens confined.
What a leader, Chris.
Where in the hell are we going in this country? Oh, I guess I just said it. I guess I just said it in the question. This is absurd. And then Laird comes in here today and proceeds to tell me that he's watching the police on TV or getting rocks and bricks thrown at them.
And all they do, they reach down and pick the rocks and bricks up and throw them back at the kids. I've never seen anything in my life like it.
All I can think of is that
they were as petulant and childish as the kids because they probably didn't have any weapons.
All I can think is to say is what Carl said last night, and that is that they want this to happen. They show this, they encourage this, as you said to Barack Obama. They want this civil unrest to happen. They see in it political gain. And in that, we see their evil exposed because they are willing to allow human beings to be hurt in the name of political gain.
It's okay if they have a blue uniform on, Chris.
Yeah, well,
they're the bad guys.
It's all about, you know, Saul Alinsky, or as our friend, good friend William Federer puts it, you know, the thesis, you take a society, you create an antithesis, chaos in society, so that you can then bring about your synthesis, your new world order, so to speak. And that's what these people are up to. It's a very clumsy, crude sort of fashion to go about it. But when you're low on truth and true ideology and principle, I guess that's what you have to resort to. And this is going to get worse, because the more they show this is the point Carl made last night. The more they show this, the more they encourage this. And my point was that's exactly what they doggone want to do. And they want to make it a whole lot worse before it ever gets better. And so it will get, I predict, a whole lot worse before it gets better. And in the meantime, unfortunately, good people are going to get hurt. You know, good people, quote unquote, on both sides of the issue. Policemen are going to get hurt, and police women, as well as protesters. They're all going to suffer.
And the thing I tried to point out with Carl last night I bring up is, folks, how does this help right now? I know this is way off on the other side. How does this help black unemployment? It doesn't. It's going to increase black unemployment, as there's so much of a schism here in this country brought out about stuff like this, especially black youth unemployment.
Well, it's pretty hard to go down from when you're almost in negative numbers anyway. But the point is this doesn't help the black community in general at all. You're making a particular point. It doesn't help the community at all in any facet of the community. In any facet of the community.
Well, now they would counter with this brings awareness, Chris.
Well,
That's what the liberals counter with.
Well, my counter is, no, it doesn't bring awareness. It brings about what you want us to be aware of. In other words, this wouldn't exist without their manipulation, without their participation in
an agenda.
So, it's like I said, this is all about a political agenda, a political movement to change and shift the political dynamic in this country. And they're willing to hurt people in the process. Now, having said that, we need Republican leaders to stand up and say the same thing. We need to be singing in unison this song, because it is going to take that type of effort to head this off at the pass. Because what they're aiming for is a culmination next year in 2016 in the elections. They know that they are bankrupt with ideas. They know that what Barack Obama's policies have not brought about jobs in the black community, like Larry's talking about. They know basically that their policies are failures. This is my point. When your policies are failures, you resort to theatrics. And unfortunately, when you're playing at this level of theatrics in politics, people get seriously hurt and, yes, even killed. And yes, they want this to go on. They want it to get worse, because in their wee little pea-sized brains, the devil is whispering into their ear, this is what will be good for your political fortunes. Don't you see? And like I say, in the meantime, these supposed well-meaning liberals who have everyone's well-being, at heart, are willing to put human beings basically out there as human sacrifices to the cause.
Because they're so much smarter.
Because they're so much smarter. But in fact, folks, you're smarter than each and every one of them, all of them put together. You want to know why? Because you're listening to the American Adversaries. When we come back, we're going to have Abe Katzman live from Jerusalem.
And he's smart.
And don't forget, later on in the show, we got another big announcement about the show. So don't go away. All right, welcome back to the show, folks. You are listening to the American Adversaries, Helter Skelter in Baltimore tonight. Welcome back to the show. 407-774-8255 is the number. Christopher Hart, Lair Adams in the studio with you. And we have Abe Katzman on the line with us right now, coming to us live from Jerusalem tonight. Abe, thanks again for being with us.
Happy to be with you.
Hey, how was Independence Day celebration last week?
Pretty good, except the weather was kind of bad. Barbecuing is a very big tradition here on Independence Day, and a lot of the barbecues got washed out. But I think everybody was in a good mood. And one of the interesting things was that there were official greetings from the Free Syrian Army. That's right, the head of the Free Syrian Army wished Israel a happy Independence Day and said that they hoped that they would be able to celebrate together with them in the future.
Wow.
Is this the first time that group? Now, real quickly, tell us, because there's so many different groups over there, who is the Free Syrian Army?
Free Syrian Army is who the U.S. should have supported is sort of supporting, but they didn't get around to doing it soon enough, so they're a relatively weak group.
Okay, but they're the ones that John McCain wanted to support 3 or 4 years ago, right? Okay.
Correct.
Have they ever made, or has any other group in Syria ever made such overtures to Israel?
Not to my knowledge, but I think that what's happened also is they're very appreciative. Israel has very quietly been treating a lot of Syrians who have been coming over the border wounded. And I think that they're particularly appreciative of this. You can generate a lot of goodwill doing things like that, I suppose. And eventually, you do the right thing enough times, and even enemies will come around to you. I hope that's the case.
Well, they're also getting pinched from both sides in Syria. I mean, they're obviously against Assad, but I believe the Islamic State group is against them as well.
Yeah, there are a lot of groups that are against them. Their main rival in the area is the Al-Qaeda groups, the Al-Nusra Front. They've got a deal with Hezbollah, which is allied with the Syrian government. It's a big mess there.
Yeah, really. But nonetheless, for whatever reason, that is at least a good sign, as we'll see how far that it goes. Speaking of the border area there, I saw in the paper today here, the local paper, that there was a military strike, maybe an airstrike or a rocket attack, evidently, that the Israeli Defense Forces carried out against a couple of terrorists or a group of terrorists who were trying to cross the border, evidently with a bomb.
Yeah, there actually have been a couple of different attacks.
I see.
There has been that one that you're talking about. There were along the Syrian border, Israel observed terrorists trying to plant bombs, and Israel took out the terrorists. But also, Israel has struck deeper in Syria and along the Syrian-Lebanese border, reportedly hitting a large weapons convoy and possibly an airstrip that apparently has been used by Hezbollah. Israel has not confirmed this, but these are the reports from the Arab press.
Let me pose this question as a hypothetical question, if you will, Abe. Hypothetically speaking, is it possible that the Free Syrian rebels are providing intelligence to Israel?
It is possible, and it's quite possible that Israel is providing intelligence to the Free Syrian rebels. I think that if even though Israel is remaining officially neutral, I believe they would like to see a group like the Free Syrian Army emerge from this mess stronger than before. Israel doesn't mind seeing Al Qaeda fighting Hezbollah and fighting and other Iranian proxies.
Right.
Israel would not mind. I think that the feeling in Israel is that Israel would not mind terribly if the Assad government would fall, but I think they would actually like the war to continue for a while, as long as it's. I mean. Civilian casualties aside, they would like to see the armies occupying each other's attention.
Take up men and personnel. I mean, and military, equipment.
Yeah, let them fight amongst themselves.
Sure.
Speaking of Hezbollah and Hamas too, there have been several reports, and they're kind of sketchy over here. But every now and then, I'll see something that there are fears in Israel that there's an arms buildup going on in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Is there any legitimacy to that?
The fear is more in the Gaza Strip. Even though there has been, they've kept the area somewhat sealed off from weapons imports, both they and the Egyptians have kept tried to keep a lid on it. There nevertheless have been weapons smuggled in, and Hamas also manufactures its own rockets. So they don't need to import everything. They can manufacture a lot of stuff on their own. They also are going full speed ahead, doing their terror tunnels. And in fact, according to one former commander, he said he expects that there will be war again with Gaza, between Gaza and Israel, by the end of this year. That's the most pessimistic that I've seen, but pessimism will get you pretty far in the Middle East.
Is Iran financially supporting all of this?
Yes, Iran has been moving closer to Hamas. There was a point where they were not on the best of terms, but lately they have been getting along much better and apparently providing at least financial support, if not material support.
Well, Abe, we're coming up to the end of this particular segment here, but I got to ask you, what is the idea of the fact that Iran may make a nuclear bomb with the uranium that Hillary sold Russia that may end up going into that bomb. Can you talk about that there?
Well, you put it that way, it sounds even worse than it is.
It makes me want to sing that song, you know, it's a small world after all.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Abe, if you'll stay with us. Abe is coming to us live from Jerusalem, where it's past midnight over there, I believe. So stick with us, and we'll have more of Abe Katzman when we come back. 407-774-8255 is the number. And, yes, we know I'm beginning messages here. We know that there's looting, rioting, and cars burning in Baltimore. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the show, folks. Yes, the violence is continuing in Baltimore, and we'll keep you updated on that throughout the show. But as I said, we talked about this last night, and contrary to Freddie Gray, by the way, this violence was preceded by his funeral this afternoon. You know, and over the weekend, his sister was begging the rioters, the protesters, quote unquote, not to do this. This is not what he would want. But there are larger, shall we say, forces at play here. We'll keep you
people that can use this.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated on that. Abe Katzman, what kind of reaction has been occurring in Israel with this racial, if you want to call it, situation in the United States between police and blacks?
Well, it's something that's noticed but not commented on all that much. This is not something that occupies that much attention here. When there are flare-ups, things like Ferguson, I'm sure there will be plenty in the paper about Baltimore tomorrow, it makes the news, but it seems to be something that is not on the top of the agenda in terms of what people pay attention to here.
Yeah, I understand that, but you know, it's just symptomatic of the Obama presidency. It seems like everything he touches turns to chaos. You know, I got a text from one of our listeners during the break. You know, why isn't he out there on television right now making a speech calling for an end to this violence? In my opinion, it's because he wants it to occur, just like he wants there to be chaos in the Middle East. And having, you know, gone there, George Bush made some remarks at a fundraiser in Las Vegas this past week. And he made some comments, finally.
He's had enough.
About President Obama, called him naive, basically said he's misguided in his policies. Did that get much play over there?
Yeah, that did. I think calling the president naive is perhaps even being too kind to the president.
Yes.
Yeah.
The attitude here is more and more people are coming to the conclusion that the president is not naive, that the president is very much wants, he has what may be at the core a naive idea, but that he wants detente between America and Iran. He wants Iran to be the regional power in the area, and he wants to cut back on the relationship between America and Israel.
Why would you want that, Abe? Seriously, do you have any idea why? Are there any rumors over there as to why? I can't get it here, but we feel the same way.
I can't explain it. I don't understand from an American standpoint why one would cut back on a relationship with such a loyal ally. It just doesn't make sense.
Oh, yeah. He's burning bridges and cutting ties with a lot of allies, and, of course, primarily Israel. But, you know, in his remarks, he also called the Rouhani, the president of Iran, smooth. I thought that was pretty good. It's a smooth operator that he talks, you know, the right game, but he's just one of the same old act.
Well, he's been pretty smooth getting whatever it is that Iran wants. He's been making demands that a short while ago would have seemed absurd, and the president seems inclined to grant them. Releasing $50 billion in frozen assets, lifting sanctions immediately, perhaps limiting the inspections. mean, these are all things that would have been unheard of just a short while ago. And now the president is, the more Iran talks this way, the more the president seems inclined to go along with it.
Yeah, absolutely right. And, you know, Charles Krauthammer wrote a great article last week about this subject. And as you put it, and we've said on the show before, how the president wants Iran to be a very successful regional power and how disruptive that is to the whole region order in the region and will have ramifications worldwide.
Yeah, there seems to be this lack of understanding that Iran is still revolutionary. They still plan on defeating America and the West. They're not really interested in being our friends. The president seems to think that he, with his amazing verbal skills, somehow could spin Iran and make them see the light and get along well with an America led by him. I think that is a complete misreading of what is a religiously oriented Iranian government now, and a religiously committed Iranian government.
Yeah, now, Abe, do the people in Israel, do they have any idea about, do they have an opinion about Barack's supposedly Muslim leanings? I mean, is that just something that's hush-hush, or do people there actually think maybe this fella has some very strong Muslim, with all the people he has around him, with his background, et cetera?
It's something that gets floated every so often. It doesn't seem to make more much of the it's not often discussed in the serious analysis. Maybe it should be.
Yeah. I'm still of the opinion he's an atheist. He has Muslim sympathies, but he in his mind, he's too smart to believe in God. That's for stupid people. Let me ask, you know, Lair was talking about the revelations in Peter Schweizer's new book, Clinton Cash. What kind of play is that getting over there?
It's getting a little bit. I think it would get more if people would connect the dots like you did and talk about how Russia might end up using American or uranium to supply the Iranians. I think that would be that would get more attention here. But right now, it's getting less attention because what's getting a lot of attention is the earthquake in Nepal. There are a lot of Israelis in Nepal. Nepal is a very popular destination for young Israelis. And Israel has been sending an aid mission, search and rescue, a field hospital, and everybody has been paying very close attention to the Israeli activities in the rescue efforts in Nepal.
Do you know if any Israelis have been killed by the earthquake?
There are 50 Israelis still unaccounted for, who knows? Nobody knows quite what that means.
Assuming there will be some loss of life, our condolences. I believe four Americans lost their lives, including this.
On Everest.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, all right. Abe, one more question before we let you go tonight. What's the status of the new government?
There was a breakthrough in the negotiations for the coalition with one of the heads of one of the parties named Naftali Bennett. The fact that he is willing to accept a portfolio that originally he wasn't should pave the way to forming a coalition. If I had to guess, I'd say it'll be sometime around the end of the week.
All right. Well, then we'll talk about that with you next Monday.
Okay. I hope I'm right.
Okay. We hope you are, too, and we hope you're safe. God bless you, Abe Katzman. Thank you so much for being part of our show.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank you, and good night. And, folks, that's Abe Katzman. You can find his work. He's a great columnist and obviously very wise and knowledgeable. You can find his stuff at abekatzman.com. That's Katzman with an S, abekatzman.com. Okay. the situation in Baltimore, it is bad. And we did talk about it last night, and I encourage you once again to go to our website, AmericanAdversariesRadio.com, and hear our comments about it. But Lair made an observation last night that, you know, some people are going around saying, oh, they're going to start civil unrest in this country. We're going to have civil uprising. Well, we already got it. And we got it, and it's going to get worse. When you have stupid politicians like Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake telling the police to stand aside and allow looters and rioters to destroy people's property. All I can say is I wish they'd show up in her neighborhood one night.
On her house.
On her front doorstep and see.
Tear up her house.
Yeah, exactly. See if she has the same reaction. You know, it's always okay. We talked about this last night, too, and I believe a separate vein. But with liberals, they can dish it out, but they can't take it, you see? You know, oh, yeah, it's always okay when it's at somebody else's expense. But, oh, no, it better not ever be at their expense, or somebody will pay. There'll be no peace or no justice, you know? And if we had real leadership in this country like the president is supposed to be, he would be appealing to people in Baltimore and all across the nation to stand down. Not the police. I'm talking about the rioters. It's one thing to go out and peacefully protest. It's another thing, wholly another thing, to use that as an excuse to riot and loot. And if we allow a law and order society to go out the window, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing holding anything back. So it's a shame, once again, as I said, that we have politicians in this day and age that are willing to encourage this in order to further their political goals. But that is exactly what's going on here. And I feel the most sorry for the quote unquote protesters and the rioters. They're just a bunch of damn suckers. They got a big old sucker right on the top of their shoulders there, because they're being played for fools. They're being used. They're being manipulated. They're being taken advantage of. And that is the ultimate wrong here. Because as Lair pointed out, no, this does them no good at all. It only brings them harm and more desperation and poverty. That's all. But it sure does make Barack Obama look big to somebody, I guess. It sure does make this mayor feel like she's doing something, having people stand down or having the police stand down while they riot.
And throw rocks back at the people.
Oh, my God. All right, let's take Aubrey's phone call. And
I know this guy.
We had another caller earlier. If you'd like to call back, we'll try to get you back on the line. Aubrey, thank you for calling in. God bless you. How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I just want to know why you were blaming me last night for 3 hours for everything that was going wrong.
Blaming
well, it
you.
Usually is you, isn't it?
Aubrey, wait a minute. What do you mean blaming you?
You said everything was a con job.
You got me there.
I thought you were talking about. I thought you were talking about the fact that you were an African American.
No.
I'm a white African American.
Yeah, you're a white African American. You're right. That was the theme. Aubrey's right. Thank you for listening.
You were blaming me for 3 hours last night.
What's the theme of the show? The con job. Our con society. And I spelled it different, though, Aubrey. C-O-N, not K-A-H-N.
Yeah, that's what you say now.
Isn't everything always your fault anyway?
Well, you know, I only do two things wrong, according to my wife.
What?
Everything I say and everything I do. So, yeah.
Well, and you got to throw in their breathing.
But, you know, this mayor of Baltimore, bless her darling heart and stupid head.
Yeah.
She's just another typical liberal. Who was the liberal that said that if a person comes to do harm to you and you lay down your weapon, they'll put their guns down too?
Somebody that didn't live long.
No, but there was a liberal Democrat, I don't know if it was congressman or
It sounds like
said something along those lines.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Sounds like something Maxine Waters would
or
say.
Debbie.
Yeah, Debbie was a man, Schultz. But unfortunately, that's what they think. We see it being expressed not just in the United States, but also around the world, as we were talking about with Abe. You know, let's be nice to the bad guys, and lo and behold, they'll be nice back to us.
And it never happens.
No, it doesn't happen because that's not the way the world
works. And if we let every other country have a nuclear bomb, then everybody will be happy because we're all equal.
That's right.
All this does is get us into deeper trouble. Go ahead.
If Iran wants to eradicate Israel, that'll bring peace.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Yeah.
I say it's time to bring in the water cannons.
Well, they need to.
First, the rioters.
Yeah. Yeah,
and because who are the people that are getting hurt? It's the local people who are hardworking, honest, and
law-abiding
and
citizens.
Peace-loving and law-abiding.
Yep.
Because it is their businesses that are being destroyed. It is their homes that are being destroyed. It is their livelihoods. It is everything that they have worked for the last decades.
Yep.
And who are the people that are doing the rioting? The same people that are lining up for their welfare check at the end of the week.
And that's part of the problem. They got way too much time on their hands. All right.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's not a problem around here. We got way too little time on our hands. Aubrey, thank you so much. God bless you. Hey, I'll talk to you after the show. All right, that's Aubrey Kahn. By the way, Firm Foundation Home Inspections is a sponsor of our show. And if you're buying or selling a home, you need to talk to Aubrey Kahn. And just go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com. That's OrlandosHomeInspector.com. We'll be right back with another phone call and a big announcement. Oh, you guys are on top of it. No sooner than I start talking about Willie the Wimp, and they pull this out of the library. Let it play for a second, will you, Nick?
Willie the Wimp was buried and died. They let him rest in a special way. Sent him.
Willie the Wimp in his Cadillac called Ben. Willie the Wimp was a Chicago mobster, and he was buried in a Cadillac coffin with diamond rings on every finger and $100 bills tucked between them. All right, let's go now to Rose. Rose, thank you for calling the show today. We appreciate you listening.
Couple of things here. First off, what do you think happens to a cop if he makes a mistake during an arrest?
Well, hopefully he is reprimanded for it in some fashion, according to the mistake that he made.
Well, apparently you haven't been witnessing a lot of what happens here in Orlando. If a cop in Orlando makes a mistake arresting somebody, he gets time off with pay, and usually he's vindicated unless they have absolute evidence that the person was committing some type of wasn't committing some type of crime that they have documented.
Yeah.
And what it takes is for a person to get killed for people to recognize that cops make mistakes all the time. They're not necessarily just going around looking for people that are committing crimes. They're criminalized behavior, which is people making simple mistakes. They may not know the law.
Right.
A lot of these officers don't even know the Constitution.
Rose, let me ask you this. Did you listen to our show last night?
Did I do what?
Listen to our show last night. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, then you'll know you have a sympathetic ear in me that I believe that our police force is being tasked with doing something that's impossible to do. This is where my libertarian roots come in. So we're putting them in a between a rock and a hard place, and we're putting them in a situation where oftentimes somebody does get hurt, because oftentimes there is a scuffle. More often than not, it's the police officer who gets harmed in the scuffle. Having said that, and in particular with the local situation, I would like to see more outside scrutiny from citizen panels, that sort of thing.
Well, what happened in a couple of cities, they have made the police officers get out of the squad cars, walk the neighborhoods, get to know the people,
Rose, hold on a second.
Yeah.
I have recommended that on this show. I did it on a Sunday night
Somebody needs to get that message to the mayor.
Well, okay. Well, I tell you what, I'll make a deal with you, Rose. If you can get the mayor to listen to this show, I'll tell him all about it. Matter of fact, I'll try to get him on the show. What's that?
Send him a transcript of this program.
I'll sure do it. And I tell you what, Rose, starting a week from today, you'll be able to tell that rascal that he can listen for 2 hours to the American Adversaries in drive time. Because starting a week from today, we will be on not just 5 to 6. We'll be on every day 5 to 7, Monday through Friday.
All right. Let me put this on you. I went and complained downtown regarding how they handle people that they consider to be intoxicated or whatever.
Right.
They did a 8-week study on how 33rd Street is the biggest mental ward in Orlando.
Yeah,
whole state of Florida.
You're right.
Okay?
That's the same situation around the country. I'm going to have to let you go because I'm running out of time.
All right.
But thank you for your call. But that's the same situation around the country. When we closed mental institutions back in the 80s, we put them out on the streets and they end up in jail. When I was studying criminal psychology, now this was in the early 80s, John Cassidy was the professor at Valencia Community College, and he was the jail psychologist at the Orange County Jail at the time. And I don't think the 33rd Street Jail had been built by that time. But he said, I believe it was an extraordinary percentage, but I believe he said 3 out of 4 inmates in the Orange County Jail at that time had mental problems. And so, yeah, you're absolutely right, Rose. But she was so intent on making her point, I think it would my announcement right over her head. I thought it was a big deal. We're going to be doubling our showtime, ladies and gentlemen, Monday through Friday. That's right. You'll be able to catch us 5 to 7 Monday through Friday, and we'll still have the Sunday night show 5 to 8.
Is that a week from today?
Starting 1 week from today, yes. Starting 1 week from today, we will be live 5 to 7. And this is a big step for us, folks, and we're going to need some help along the way. We're going to need some new sponsors. We're going to need some more recruits to our American Adversaries Army, because we have just jumped off into the deep end. You know, I kind of liken what we've been doing here. I have a couple of analogies, if you will, scenarios. One is baseball. You know, in baseball, you have the minor leagues and you have the major leagues. And in the minor leagues, you have single-A ball, then you go to double-A ball and triple-A ball. We started out on Sunday nights in single-A ball. Then we went to this show. Double A ball. Now we're going to Triple A ball. And if we can make it in Triple A ball, the next step is the major leagues, and that is to get the show on in other markets. We got to make it work, though, in this market, 5 to 7. We need your help. It's going to be a lot of fun. It won't be as frustrating for us around here because every day we've been so frustrated leaving here, because out of an hour show, we actually only get to talk about between 40 and 45 minutes. And so there's a lot to talk about and news breaking every day and all the time. So tell your friends and family if they're listeners to the show, and tell them even if they're not listeners to the show, to tune us in. And you will now have us live from 5 to 7, Monday through Friday. I want to thank Bill Files, the station manager here at Salem Media Group Orlando, and Pete Paquette, the programming director here at Salem Media Group of Orlando, for having the confidence in us to offer that to us and help us work it out. It is a big step for all of us, and either we're going to blow this thing out or we're going to blow it up. We're either going to stand tall or fall flat on our face. But one thing is for sure. We're going to do it right here in front of you live every Monday through Friday, 5 to 7, and every Sunday, 5 to 8. Thank you so very much for listening and listening in the numbers that you are listening in to, because that also has made this happen. And so I hope we won't be boring, but we'll definitely be a talking from 5 to 7, Monday through Friday, starting Monday the 4th.
Well, how's that for some news there, folks? Doggone it, doubling your drive time. so you don't have to rush home. Anyway, folks, we'll be back tomorrow night, 5 o'clock.
Night, everybody.
AM 660, The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Communications. Intelligent, conservative. AM 660, The Answer.